Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. While the world, and the American people in particular, are looking at the presidential election, and that rightly so, I'd like to address with you an issue today which is closely related, but which is going to affect you personally, no matter where you live. I'm talking about mandatory vaccinations against the coronavirus. And before you say, oh, that is just hyperbole and paranoia and it's not going to happen, let us realize the fact that it's already happening. The Associated Press wrote on November 1 that Sao Paulo State Governor João Doria has stated that residents will be required to take a vaccine, and that is going to be a vaccine coming from China. Dr. Ron Paul wrote on November 2 the following. It is an eye-opening article, almost prophetic. It paints a terrible, frightening scenario. He says, instead of admitting that the lockdowns were a mistake, many in the political class, which includes a disturbing number of medical professionals whose positions and prestige depend on government, claim that we cannot return to normalcy until a coronavirus vaccine is in wide use. This suggests that people among the majority of Americans who do not wish to be vaccinated will remain under lockdown or be forced to be vaccinated against their will. The vaccine program will lead to an increase in government surveillance. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates have urged development of a digital certificate for those vaccinated for coronavirus. People without the certificate would find their liberty severely restricted. Fauci and Gates' digital certificate could, and likely will, be expanded to include proof individuals have received a variety of other vaccines and medical treatments. The digital certificate could even extend to monitoring a person's lifestyle choices on the grounds that unhealthy habits make one more susceptible to diseases. The digital certificate could also be tied to the Real ID program. Now listen carefully. To deny individuals who have not been vaccinated the right to travel. It could also be combined with a future mandatory e-verify system to deny unvaccinated individuals the right to hold a job. Those who consider this paranoia should consider Britain is already developing a COVID passport. Now, again, before you say, oh, this is just paranoia, let us recall that we have already published articles as early as April of this year saying this. If and when the COVID vaccine arrives, certificates would be used to signify immunity for all those who take the shot. It would function as a license to circulate and travel and enter schools. This is a setup for mandatory vaccines with a special exemption from liability recently issued by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for all those who are involved with producing, manufacturing the vaccine and to give it to the people. Now, why would there be such a indemnification unless it is clear that there is a danger that those vaccines are not safe, are not healthy? We also published something in May, which I want to bring again to your attention in case you missed it. It was an article by WorldNet Daily from May 18, saying this. Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz claimed in an interview that the government has a constitutional right under the 10th Amendment to forcibly vaccinate a citizen to curb the spread of a contagious disease. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. We also then quoted from an article published by Newsmax on May 19, saying that Dershowitz stated, "The government can provide an alternative to those who do not want to be vaccinated. Live in your home and never, ever leave your home. Or live in a bubble. But if you want to interact with other people, you cannot refuse to be vaccinated." We also quoted from a magazine in Germany, Focus, writing this on May 19. "The chairman of the World Medical Association, Frank Ulrich Montgomery, supported mandatory vaccinations against the coronavirus. I was for mandatory vaccinations against measles, and I am for mandatory vaccinations against the coronavirus," he said. Montgomery demanded that the German government must see to it, with legal injunctions, that residents of old people's and nursing homes and personnel in clinics must be vaccinated. He said, "There will be people who do not want to be vaccinated. If they become infected, they are a danger for those who cannot be vaccinated because of medical reasons. We must, therefore, vaccinate as many people as possible." Now, we are told that in Germany there is an Infection Protection Act, which would have to be slightly amended to allow this, but that can happen very easily. This same act already allows mandatory vaccinations against measles. And if you belong to a certain category of employees, you can lose your job if you don't get vaccinated. Furthermore, children all have to be vaccinated before they can enter daycare centers or schools. So we're not talking about a big jump here. And we at the same time are reminded of what we just heard. There's no right to travel. There's no right to hold a job. In fact, there is really no right to buy or to sell unless you are vaccinated. Now that should remind us of something. The book of Revelation talks about this very concept. In our free booklet, Obeying God Rather Than Men, we have something to say about the so-called mark of the beast. And we say this, simply put, the mark of the beast is tantamount to a political and religious philosophy detrimental to the true worship of God. We also say this a little bit later. In a sense, the mark of the beast is the political, economic, philosophical, religious, and military application of the rule of the modern Babylonian system. Concepts of men in opposition to the truth of God. So it's a wide-ranging concept. And what we are seeing right now is a governmental system, no matter in what country it might at this point operate, trying to enforce certain restrictions, certain mandates, certain injunctions on the people, thereby taking away their free choice, their liberty, their freedom. Going back to the article by Dr. Paul, he also had this to say, and I'd like to conclude with that. Whenever government is given power to abuse our rights for one reason, it will inevitably use that power to abuse our rights for other reasons as well. And then he said at the end, "Liberty lost in the war on COVID will not be voluntarily returned when the coronavirus threat ends, assuming the government ever stop moving the goalposts and declares the coronavirus threat is over." Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.